Hello and welcome back, my bitches, to the Real Bitch of Bravo podcast with yours truly, Jihei Wiley, the Real Bitch of Bravo, bitching about all things Bravo and getting as much tea as humanly possible. Now, who's ready to do some real bitching?
Hello and welcome back, bitches, to the Real Bitch of Bravo, here with myself, Jihei Wiley.
I'm Liz.
And, before we start with this new segment that we are going to try and do every week, if we don't do it every week, you guys do not blow our heads off. We're sorry. We're trying to give you new content because I don't want these episodes to be like holy shit long, which they could tend to be. I just wanted to come up with one interesting fact and educate you guys. For those that don't know what a palindrome is, it's the same thing forward as it is backwards. And today, the day that we are filming this is a palindrome day. It is 4/24/24. I just thought that was interesting because I'm a nerd like that. So I thought that was really cool. But we are going to be doing our name 'em headlines, you guys, for once a week. We're just going to get all of the weekend and midweek headlines out of the way, discuss them, talk about them, recap them, etc. for your viewing pleasure. First one, something about her, you guys, because obviously we have to start with Vanderpump Rules, right? We can't knock the number one franchise at Bravo, their moneymaker. Something about her will have their grand opening on the 22nd of May. We're finally going to get some of those gourmet sandwiches, and they officially have a new employee. Hopefully she'll be there for the grand opening. I'd love to actually physically meet this woman since I've been DMing her like all for the last like 2 or 3 months. Ann Maddox is going to be their new official hire. Ooh. Will be the new, yes. Congratulations, Ann. We love you. She's going to be their new hire at Something About Her. What are your thoughts on this? Do you want to go to the opening or would you rather go, being in the restaurant industry, would you rather go later?
It depends on what our goal is by checking it out. If we want to actually enjoy the experience and see once they've kind of worked through some of the kinks, I think we should wait a couple months. But if we want to be one of the first to scoop it out, I'm down to go to the opening.
I just feel...
But they released the menu.
Yeah. I just feel... Also, by the way, they Katie went on Two Teas in a Pod's podcast and said, ghost kitchen rumors are so false. She's like, I don't know how... Like, you could even do that because they don't, like, there's just no way that they could possibly do that. And I guess they were allegedly told that they were going to be doing that all over the country. And she's like, how can we possibly do that? We don't even have.
What are you talking about? What was the rumor?
So, this is why you don't go on Reddit. There were rumors that they were going to do a ghost kitchen because they are paying rent every single month and not having any money put into the bar or into the restaurant, right? Into Something About Her. So they are paying, like they've been paying rent for almost 2 years. So they allegedly said on Reddit that they were going to have a ghost kitchen and they were going to basically go on Uber Eats or like DoorDash or whatever. And then like have Something About Her as a Uber Eats Dash kind of delivery thing. And they were going to give you the product that way, which Katie basically said, no, we're not doing that. Because then the product would also suffer because they don't even have, they didn't even have staff, I don't think. So that's not being done. But I will, however, say this, like, you're right, it is dependent on what we need, what we want to accomplish, I guess. I'm all about perfecting it and like it being right. So I'd rather go later. That being said, I've never really gone to a grand opening where I'm the guest. And not, or like I'm the customer and not the worker. So it would kind of be nice just to see it. These are the times that I wish I lived in LA proper because then I can just literally like walk past it and keep going. Like NFL draft experience in Hermosa. I'm probably going to walk past it on Friday, see what it looks like, and then walk back home. You know what I mean? Like I have no intention of like going and seeing the draft. I'm going to a private event like on the first day of the NFL draft. So like I don't foresee me doing something like that. I don't know. Like if I lived there, I think I would like pass by. But
it was convenient. Yeah.
But I don't, I mean that's the unfortunate thing about living in our bubble is that like you don't really want to go outside of it. You'd rather just stay in the bubble. So, but congratulations to Katie and Ariana and Anne finally for getting a job. God, I hope she becomes.
Do we know what her role is?
No, she wasn't specific with me. She just, I know that she's being filmed while she's there. She might just be a register girl. I don't foresee her being like a GM or anything like that. You know what I mean? Like, or like a manager.
She's slapping the subs. She's in charge of mayo.
She's slapping the basil. She's slapping mint and slapping basil. Sorry, guys. Inside joke. but, and if you're a bartender, that's not an inside joke. You'll totally get what we're talking about. Anyway, next headline, and it's a doozy, and it's not really, I don't think for those that are fans of Salt Lake City, it should be a shocker. Mary Cosby has done it again. She is fucking earning that snowflake. During the casting trip, Mary Cosby allegedly, we won't know until the show airs and they actually like put it on there, but called Lisa Barlow's 12-year-old son the R word, which is racist. What are your thoughts on this? Mary says there's two sides to every story. I have my thoughts on this, but I want you to go first.
My thoughts are that I don't put it past her. And I think that Mary thinks that she can just say and behave however she wants. And she never takes accountability. She's one of the most delusional characters on the show. And I think that she hits below the belt and such a bad look for her. Like, just don't comment on someone else's child, period, ever. It just makes her look classless.
And also, this child is legit a child. Your child, however, is 21 plus. Your child's a man. Now, I'm not saying that this isn't a kid. You shouldn't, you know, you're not going to want to protect them. And Black women, especially with their sons, they literally treat them like kings. That's a different level. So I get it. However, I totally agree. I mean, like, she is accepting no responsibility. She's not, like, she's just willy-nilly out there saying whatever the hell she wants. And if you're going to be somebody that's supposed to be in a church kind of community, this is no bueno, man. Like, you should not be, your actions should be the equivalent of you being a leader in the church. Now, if you just go to church, you know, you can have your flaws and whatever, and you can still, you're still human and all that other crap, but still, man, come on. Like, this is a 12-year-old kid versus a 21-year-old. Like, you're going to compare those two? Stop. Like, you be better, sweetheart. And I just don't think that she has the capacity to be better. Now, is she great television? Fuck yeah, she is. But I just don't think she has the capacity to be this better human being and take certain things into consideration. And I'm really wondering, like, how this came about, right? Like,
yeah, we need more context.
Yeah, sure. Like, I'm wondering, like, if they had a conversation and then all of a sudden, or like, did she, because I could see this with Mary. I can see her randomly, like, just bringing it up in the middle of a conversation where they're like, they're talking about a sandwich or something. Like, what should we go and get to eat? And then she'll like randomly be like, your son's a racist. Like, I could so see that happening in the scene. So I just,
yeah,
the bitch is crazy. Like, at the end of the day, yeah, the bitch is crazy. And she's very entitled. And she's very, like, I personally was okay with her never being on our television screens again. I didn't really want her back.
I don't care for her at all. I think that she's not even good TV at this point. Like, why do we keep bringing her back?
Yeah, it's weird. I saw something on my Instagram reel, and it was, like, what the judges wanted and voted for, i.e. like execs, and then what the public is voting for. And it's like all the crazy and like the nutty people or whatever that make you feel a little bit better about yourselves. And then you have like the person that's actually talented over here that like the smaller percentage really wants on the on your screen. So like, that's Mary. Like, Mary's the nutcase who like you don't want on, I don't want on my screen, but maybe I'm thinking more like executively, because I think that they can still get a great product. By the way, they still got a great product without her there. The show was still successful and great without her there. They don't need her. Now, does she add something? Sure, but it's not necessary. She doesn't need to be there. And I find this hilarious. Monica actually shouted out and said, I find it irony at its finest that I got kicked off of this show because I was the toxic character and Mary's on the show because she's a toxic character. It does make it make sense. She's not wrong.
Yeah. She's not wrong. Yeah.
Next. Good old Jaxie boy. Banging his publicist in the bathroom. He loves that bathroom sex.
That's gross.
I don't get it, dude. Like, that bathroom better be pristine, man. And knowing Jax, it's not. Like, like, I don't know. Like, I'll be candid and frank. Have I had sex in the bathroom? I don't think I've ever had sex in the bathroom. No. I've never had sex in a stall. I've never had sex in, like, just one of those unisex ones, like, you know, where we work at, like, where it's just one stall or one bathroom or whatever. I mean, people can fit in it, but, like, only one person is supposed to go in there kind of situation. It would be really uncomfortable. Like, why? Like, because I guess the thrill of getting caught.
I have no comment.
You have no comment?
No comment. I would just choose to stay quiet on that one.
Okay. What are your thoughts? But do you want to bitch about him banging his publicist and
Brittany? Yeah, for sure.
And Brittany unfollowing both of them. Why would you risk your job too, by the way? Why would you risk your job of being these people's publicist? And she's married. The girl is married. You're gonna do this? Like,
and how do they think this is not gonna come out?
Maybe they think they're in Canada. So
like they really think they're invincible because I don't know. I'm really disappointed. I was hoping that wasn't the case. I think we even talked about it maybe on our first episode together. It makes me really sad for Brittany. And I mean, fine. You know what? If this is what it takes to like seal the deal on her leaving, right, then this might be that final push that she needs. Everybody has a threshold and she has a very wide threshold with him. But once you finally cross that threshold, mm-hmm, you can be like, okay, I'm done. And I think hopefully this will be that for her. But it's just, I don't know. It's so funny because watching him on The Valley and he is so like, his whole shtick is like, I'm this, you know, I take on the heat as like the leader of this family. I'm doing everything. I'm running the business. I'm being the good husband. Like, Brittany, you come home hungover, yada, yada. And then he's the one to blow it up.
Yeah. And I think if people don't look at the headlines and they only watch The Valley, they might see it his way, right? But hopefully you listen to this bitch fest and you guys see that hasn't really changed. And I'm kind of disappointed, to be honest with you, because I've been following them for like since they left. Like, I was like, you know what? I'm going to see like how they're doing since they left. Like, because I love Brittany. I think she's great. And I think everybody's capable of change. So that's why I was like, oh, maybe he has. They start this podcast together. They're doing great. You know, he's like, you can chirp all you want, man. At the end of the day, like, the actions speak louder than words. Like, here's the thing. He's single. He can do whatever he wants. She, on the other hand, and I'm not trying to like bash her by any means. Maybe I don't know her situation with her husband. Maybe they're kind of like Jesse and Michelle and she's been over it for a year and been dating somebody else for a year. But at the same time, you make better decisions, sweetheart. Like, fuck in a hotel. Like, go someplace where you can be private and like still get your jollies, you know? And like, you're out with somebody that like is quasi famous. Like, it ain't Leo, right? He's not Leonardo DiCaprio, but he's recognizable, right? So it's just, I don't know, make better decisions. I don't know. Do we want to talk about the T-Swift thing?
What was that again? Sorry. Also, if the dogs, I might have to like edit or pause out for a minute. The dogs are going to go crazy because my neighbor just walked outside.
That's okay. Tell me when you need a break. We can stop. Okay.
What was the Taylor Swift thing again?
So the T-Swift, guys, the T-Swift, I guess we're going to get into this. The T-Swift effect is real. Kim Kardashian has lost over 100,000 followers ever since Taylor Swift's double album dropped. Do you give a shit about this?
I'm not a Swiftie either. I have actually kind of strong opinions about the whole Swift fandom, but In my opinion, I think Kim K is a little bit bulletproof. I
Uh-oh, you're
know.
going.
I mark, and then she's.
Sorry, say that again. You went in and out.
Okay. I was just saying, I think Kim is pretty much bulletproof in my eyes. I don't think this is gonna, I mean, 100,000 followers, okay, whatever.
Yeah,
It's
especially
nothing for
what is
me.
she in the millions?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess, no, I don't really have a strong opinion. We can skip that one.
Okay, the only thing I have to say about this is like the T Swift effect is really real because there was a poll out there that said if she told the public her political view of who she's going to vote for, 13% of the vote would swing that way. And that's scary to
I
me.
saw that.
That's very scary because, like, and this is just, again, this is just me bitching about this. It's what this is called, the real bitch of Bravo. Even though we're not talking about Bravo right now, but she, like, the fact that you can sway the vote 13%, and if it's close, like,
Has a
that's
lot of
scary, man.
influence.
Yeah, that's scary. So, I mean, whoever's running, grab hold of that bitch and be like, vote this way. I don't know. Like, maybe lobbyists need to start lobbying celebrities who can make that. Like, that's a lot of influence. That's an exceptional amount of influence. Scary, but like an exceptional amount. Next, guys, we got LVP. She just opened up Wolf in Tahoe. And despite not talking and having dissolved her relationship with Kyle Richards 5 years ago, she's still kind of standing up for her. And in an interview, basically said, "I don't care whose box she munches. I don't need to hear about this story anymore. Like, why are we even giving it life?" kind of thing. What did you want to bitch about this with? Do you even care? I mean, I agree with Lisa.
I
I'm like,
mean, if
why?
we're gonna, I agree too. I mean, being hypersensitive, being sensitive to a sensitive situation, meaning if she hasn't come out and she's not comfortable exposing that part yet, I get that. But at the same time, I'm also like, you have spent the last decade of your life putting all of your personal relationships out in front in the public eye. This should be no different. So, one, are we surprised? And two, basically, you knew what came with this territory.
Yeah, I think the other half of that coin, though, is that Morgan is like she, and granted, she did put her life out there to be with her and film with her and stuff, but I don't think that she put her life, she didn't sign her life away to Bravo to be like, yeah, sure, tell my story as well. So I think that like there's two sides to that coin.
Yeah.
Now, I agree with you. I'm like, leave her the hell alone. She's made you guys so much money. Like, shut the fuck up. Like, let her be, let her tell her story on her due time, on her timeline, like who cares, right? That being said though, yeah, I mean there's two, you know, you're in a relationship, it's not just about you. You know what I mean? It's about the other person as well. And that other person should have say in how their story is told as well when they're not even supposed to really be on camera. They just wanted to sing for a living. You know what I mean? So I think, or whatever, do the profession or whatever it possibly might be. But yeah, I agree with you on that one. And I don't think that Bravo should push her or pressure her to come out just for a storyline or to like save their network. I think that's horse shit. I think that's terrible. I think that Bravo doing that and threatening her job, it might just be time to go, Kyle, if like that's the kind of thing that they're going to be doing to you. I don't think that that's fair to anyone,
Yeah.
you know, let alone your star, who like you revolve the Beverly Hills franchise around her. And her storyline with her family, with, you know, with her sisters, with her, like she's incorporated a lot. She's incorporated a majority of her family in there. She went through a divorce on air. Yes, we didn't get all of it, but I will give her props on this. The timeline when they filmed Beverly Hills, they ended where Selling began. And Selling, when Selling was beginning, they were just starting to talk about splitting. So the timeline was like, hey, got to go public with this, blah, blah, blah. And that's when Selling started to film them. And that, like, they just got gold randomly. They got gold because they just happened to be at the right time, not because they mandated it to her and were like, you have to tell your story on, you know, on our show and not on Bravo. it just happened to go that way, right? So yeah, I kind of feel bad. I feel bad for Kyle, just because nobody should be forced to tell their story, or to come out. Nobody should be forced to come out. A congratulations to Lisa Rinna and Sheena Shea and Brock Davies. They appeared on the Lopez show on Tuesday night, way late. I think it was like a 9 or 10 o'clock showing or whatever. Sheena Shea and Brock Davies were on there for like 2 seconds. And then, but it was cute. It was adorable. And then Lisa Rinna showed her sexy self and was on there for the most of the show. Like the show was literally named something, something Lisa. So, Rinna is like freaking blowing up, by the way, like everywhere since she stopped doing the show. Like she's legit, like everywhere when it comes to not just her dancing and stuff like that, but when it comes to her being a legit like model and all that other crap too. So like she's getting her, she's, that bitch is a hustler. She is getting
good for her.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Last but not least, guys, there, this just came out while we were recording this. Farrah, Selling Sunset star and daughter of Kyle Richards, got robbed on Tuesday in broad daylight. They shut her Wi-Fi down and they robbed her of like a bunch of jewelry and a bunch of handbags. I want to bitch about this, but I'm going to let Liz go first.
Was she home?
No, she was not home.
Not home, middle of the day. What part of Los Angeles does she live in?
I don't know specifically where she lives in the hills, but she lives in the hills, in the Hollywood Hills.
In the hills.
I believe. Yeah.
That sucks. Welcome to LA.
Dude, I was just going to say the exact So I was having a conversation with a shout out to Arash Markazi, who's never been on the show, but does watch Bravo. And I was just having a conversation at lunch with him about this today. And I was like, look, people are leaving specifically because of this. Like you have like San Francisco shut down their flagship store, their flagship Nordstrom's. Nordstrom's shut down, you guys, in like one of their most iconic, their actual like original locations in San Francisco because of the crime. Walmart has left Oakland, San Francisco, like LA, like they're leaving everywhere. 99 cent store, they're trying to regroup and like get funding again to be the 99 cent store again, but they're leaving not only LA, but Nevada as well. Like this is going to eventually, like, this is just, it is what it is. We're really fortunate for some weird reason that like in beach cities, it's not as prevalent. Now crime still exists, but it's not as bad as it is over there. The only difference here is that I think things shut down just so much earlier. Right? Like things that used to be 24/7 are now like they close at like 11 or 12 at the latest.
Yeah.
Normally things are shut down here by like 9 o'clock.
That was one thing I noticed when I moved here was that grocery stores here were all closed by like 9, or I couldn't even find one open until 10 p.m., which was so bizarre because grocery stores in Utah are open until like midnight.
Really?
But I think because of, yeah. At least until 10 o'clock.
I will say this, like pre-COVID, midnight was normal. Midnight for sure was normal for restaurants up the street from me to be open. Not like a Trader Joe's though. Like a Trader Joe's would be closed at 9. But the Ralph's actually in Manhattan Beach, they're open, I think, until like midnight, 7 days a week. So they're open, but that Ralph's used to be 24/7. So take that for what it's worth. Like it used to be all day long. And then like the Vons, I think used to be later as well. So like, but we also live in a time now where 24-hour fitness is now just fitness because their hours are no longer 24 hours. They're like, they pick and choose which ones are 24 hours. And it's understandable because like the one in Torrance, if you guys know what we're talking about, awesome. If you don't, I'm really, really sorry. I'll try to explain it as best I can. But like there's multiple cities. Everybody has multiple cities. And like I live in Hermosa. I don't know, Liz, do you want people to know where you live?
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
I just say the west side. Like,
here's my address. I live in Santa Monica.
So Liz lives on the west side, aka Santa Monica. And like where we live like 45 minutes away from each other, which people, some people are like, damn, that's far. But I'm like, it's really not far. It's just,
it doesn't feel far in LA. Yeah.
No, it's just time consuming to get there. But anyways, the 24 hour in fitness in Torrance, it actually needs to be that way because there's the population's insane. There's like four different cities all rolled into one city. So like them having a 24 hour fitness that's actually 24 hours makes sense. Anyways, I'm not going to go on a tangent about stupid ass 24 hour fitness. I don't want to like, I kind of want them to never have my money again. They just raised their rates and and now everybody has to pay for parking in Hermosa. It's fucking ridiculous. I'm like, and this, so annoying. So fucking annoying. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about that I missed?
I saw one headline actually like this afternoon about Whitney Rose and
yes,
Justin.
Yes. Yeah. That she was
going to talk about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll let you go first. And then I'll talk about it.
Just that. And I can't, maybe you can tell me, I can't even, I was browsing like on Instagram and saw this, I think. So I can't even recall the source, but just that she is preparing to file for divorce and that we'll see that in this season 5, they just wrapped.
Yeah.
So I think in this season 5, we'll kind of expose.
Yeah, we're going to see it.
What's play going out. On between them.
We're definitely going to see it play out. I mean, writing was kind of on the wall in season 4 for them with the, like,
they were hanging by a thread, but I thought they would get it together. Honestly, I did.
Yeah. I think unfortunately what happens is that, and we're seeing this also kind of in like role reversals happen in Sheena and Brock's relationship as well. When the woman makes more money than you, this was also a contingency for an issue for Jax and Brittany. Brittany was the breadwinner and Jax wasn't making shit. So like, and I, here's the thing. I get it. Men of their, men of their time frame or whatever of like how and when they grew up, right? They were told when they were little boys, you have to provide. You have to be the breadwinner. You have to be the main source of income, right? Especially as they got older. And now women are and have been the breadwinners, right? Like whether it's in their own life and they're independent and they can like make as much, they make all the money for themselves and can support a family at the same time by themselves, or they're with somebody, the guy loses the job, blah, 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 whatever. And then they're the initial breadwinner. Sheena's going through this right now. You know, obviously they're going through it right now. Whitney's going through it right now. And that shifts the tide because men are defined, unfortunately, a lot of men are defined by, especially that generation, they're defined by what they do and how much money they bring in. So I can see this being an issue for them, right? Them being like, oh my gosh, like I'm not providing for my family. Like, what the fuck am I doing? You know, like it.
Especially, and this is speaking from experience because I grew up in Salt Lake City and I was a Mormon until my early 20s, especially in the culture that they grew up in and live in. But no, it's very true. The man's identity, but if he goes through a crisis of career, it's not just a career crisis. It's an identity crisis.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, this is why, by the way, look this up. I think this stat is like legit. Majority of men, after they retire, they die shortly after because like, give it like less than 5 years and they pass on real quick because they have no purpose, because a lot of those guys were defined by what they did in life. And if there's no reason for getting up and going to work, like what's the old saying? Where the fuck you at? You know, like they don't have a purpose. I know that's a bad example, but they don't.
Can you do that again? Where the fuck you at?
but it's so true. Like they don't have really a purpose or like anything. That's why they want children, because they're like, well, at least there's purpose with that. Like at least they have the kid, mm-hmm. You know, for them to have some kind of purpose. But yeah, not being the breadwinner is probably one of the hugest things. And like, not every woman, I'm gonna raise my hand on that one. I am not meant to be the breadwinner. Like, you better pay my bills. Like, I am not the breadwinner. I want my like, I thought that I was like an independent woman, that I wanted my, I was like, you know what, we can be equal. You pay half your rent. I'll pay half mine. I'll pay half the bills, blah, blah, blah. Oh, hell no. I want you to pay all the rent.
Hell no.
Pay all my rent. I'm like, I want vacation. I want to pay for shit. I want you to pay for everything. I don't want independence. I want you to, I know that sounds horrible.
I take it back. I take it back.
It sounds so bad because it's not like, but that's, I mean, it's halfway how I was raised. I was definitely raised, like, my mom's very traditional. She's like, she wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. Mm-hmm. Like, my dad forced her to go and, like, work. So, like, I can only imagine what Whit's going through. She had to provide because he had lost his job. And no offense. Yeah. Part of because of you. Yeah, y'all wanted to be on the show. And you know what you got yourself into. And also, nobody should be doing, like, unless you own your own business, like Meredith and her husband, don't be doing bathtub scenes or paint scenes where you're naked. Like, just don't do it.
Yeah.
I think that should just be a rule for every housewife. Unless you have your own business and you are your own boss, don't do nude scenes with your husband. Just not a thing. Especially in Utah. I just think that's
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I feel bad. Feel bad for her, but I think this is shady too, because she actually, she was trying to do this under the radar, Whitney.
Mm.
She was trying to divorce him and go through the divorce proceedings without anybody knowing.
So how do you know that?
It was in the caption.
It was also in that? Oh, wow.
It was in the caption. So, like, if you guys are on our stories, I'll try to, I'll repost it, I guess. Even though people are going to be like, that's old. Why are you putting that on there? This is why. But yeah, like, they put it on the bottom of the caption and we're like, hey, yeah, she got outed on air. Like, they brought it on camera, and she, like, cause she never talked about this off camera, about her off or on camera, that her and Justin were going through issues and that they were probably going to get a divorce. So
yeah,
it's going to be a huge thing of contention. I'm wondering, like, these new people, they don't, or this new person, it's too new. Right? I think it's too new.
There were three that were listed as potentials, and I think that they filmed something kind of like their audition, essentially. And I'm trying to think, let me go back and look through the names again. There was one I kind of recognized. I looked them all up. I didn't know any of them, really. And that's just the truth. Again, speaking for Salt Lake City here, like, the casting, even the initial casting was so surprising to me, because those women are not the who's who of Salt Lake City. So, like, Jen Shaw is not, and was never. And so when that original cast came out, I was actually kind of blown away, because I could think of 50 other women that I would have thought would be chosen before. And I feel like these new cast members are kind of the same, where I haven't heard their names.
Is this also because, like, I thought that, like, some of these, did these women try out for it? So the women that you're talking about, did they try out for the show?
I think so.
Okay. Because then that would be, like, then that's interesting. Maybe they just wanted, and also, are these, like, actual genuine, like, friendships? Because, like, that's the reason why I love Beverly Hills, because initially in the very beginning, these bitches, like freaking Adrian Maloof and LVP lived across the street from each other, literally. So they actually knew one another. Not Lisa Rinna.
I don't know. I mean, so,
like, did they actually have a friendship?
Heather Gay, I feel like, was probably the most recognizable of the original cast because of Beauty Lab and Laser. Beauty Lab and Laser was very popular, and all of the influencers went there. And that business was already really established in Salt Lake. And then obviously no relationship to Whitney, but to the other ones, like, I don't know that. Well, Heather knew, who else did Heather know?
Jen.
She knew Jen. Yeah.
But that was pretty much it,
but as
right?
far as, yeah, yeah.
Because
And then Lisa and Meredith kind of knew each other.
Yeah, they had a relationship, but it was outside of all the rest of them. So, like,
yeah,
Heather and Jen and Whitney, like, that was their, they were that trio. And then the rest of them, and I don't even think Whitney was really a part of that, like, her, that duo, like, her and Heather and Jen. They weren't really, it was just Heather and Jen. Whitney was solo, and then it was Meredith and Lisa Barlow. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Interesting. Well, I can't wait, you guys, for because we are in such a fucking drought. It's so annoying. Until June, we have another month of no Housewives. I'm like, fucking kill Bravo. Like, I'm grateful for the Valley. I'm grateful for Vanderpump Rules. I'm grateful for Summer House. But damn, guys, like, we need what?
Just I know, we need the Housewives back.
Just one Housewife franchise, like, to come on and, like, and everybody's filming right now, right? So, like, Potomac's filming right now, which I don't even watch, but, like, they're filming. Freaking Orange County just wrapped. Salt Lake City's about to wrap as well. Like, Dubai's the next one to come on our screens, and that's not until June. I can't right now. I'm like, I'm dying for some Housewife drama. And like, the only Housewife drama we're getting is in headlines, which we will try to be doing every single week, you guys. We're going to try and post it either Wednesday or Thursday, depending on when we can get to it and record it. And we will try to post every Friday or Saturday for our recaps for just shit in general. Hopefully, knock on wood, you guys, we got a lot of guests coming. Or at least some guests coming in the upcoming weeks. So stay tuned for that. Thank you so much. Also, promo. I forgot to do this in the beginning. I need to like set a reminder and be like, you need to remind yourself to like promote before we start the show and then after the show and whatever. But give us a follow. Follow us on social media. Oh, I also want to apologize, you guys. I did not feel good that Tuesday that we were supposed to go to Jackson's. So you can blame me. I did not feel good. Liz was so sweet and was just like, let's just go another time. Also, I don't want to go and Brittany ain't there. She was doing Watch What Happens Live. So I'm grateful we didn't go because I wanted to go and see Brittany and actually get a picture with her instead of I love Jax. Well, I'm not going to knock him. Don't block us, Jax. Don't block us. So I think that's it. Follow us. Share. Please share. Share everything. Share all of our posts. And share this podcast. And thanks for listening, guys. If you made it this far, awesome. If you didn't, fuck you. Just kidding. Yeah, thanks, you guys. Thanks so much, you guys.
And all right, later.
See you in a few days. Bye.